News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The governor of New York says the state's hearts are breaking for families who lost loved ones in this weekend's winter storm.
Our hearts are breaking for them, and we'll be there to support their families and get them through this.
The Buffalo area saw 25 people die because of the severe weather. Hochul noting several area roads will remain closed as scores of abandoned vehicles need to be removed.
We still have scores and scores of vehicles that were abandoned when people left during the storm or just in a ditch they can't possibly get out.
There have been hundreds of rescues in western New York. Hochul says federal help is coming. Southwest Airlines being hit hard by cancellations and delays. More than 60% of its flights have been axed, while nearly 20% have been delayed so far today. Another problem in the wake of the devastating nationwide deep freeze, particularly in Buffalo, looters.
New York State Police confirmed they were responding to claims across social media about looting across the city. Looters have ransacked stores that were closed during the devastating Christmas storm that left at least 50 dead across the USA and millions without power. I'm Victoria Idoni.
Pharmacists and parents across the country contending with empty shelves as they search for children's pain relief medications amid the spread of RSV, flu, and COVID. Dr. Natalie Azar, a specialist in rheumatology at New York University.
Don't start cutting an adult tablet, you know, to figure out and do a conversion on your own. Please seek guidance from your pediatrician before you ever would give an adult dose to a young child.
CVS and Walgreens announcing Monday that they're limiting the number of children's pain relief medications customers can buy. Shortages of children's Tylenol and ibuprofen of their generic versions reportedly started a month or two ago. A Twitter official confirming that a link to a suicide prevention hotline was taken down temporarily for technical reasons. This is USA News.
Today, those interested in maintaining healthy blood sugar glucose levels still have limited choices when it comes to good-tasting, thirst-quenching beverages. One brand expanding consumer choice for blood sugar-friendly beverages is GlucoDown. Manufactured by publicly traded Glucose Health Incorporated, trading under the symbol GLUC, a leader in America's true growth industry, diabetes-friendly functional beverages. GlucoDown's prebiotic fiber blocks the body's absorption of dietary sugars, moderates after-meal increases in glucose levels, and helps maintain regular digestive health. Every nutritious and delicious serving has no sugar, no caffeine, and is a great source of prebiotic soluble fiber. All 8 flavors are dietitian recommended to maintain blood sugar in a healthy range. Available at CVS, Publix, online at Walmart.com, and a top category choice on Amazon. For more information on the company, visit GLUCReport.com. To begin maintaining your blood sugar in a healthy range, visit Amazon and search GlucoDown, GLUCO, Down.
Another thing falling victim to a tight U.S. economy this time of year, that holiday bonus.
Last year, bonuses at work were plentiful. This year, economic uncertainty is bringing a stop to the holiday season perk at many companies around the USA. Challenger, Gray, and Christmas are reporting over 80% of employers surveyed said they plan to freeze the value to last year, while a growing number of companies said they would forego a bonus altogether. The reason is efforts to lower inflation have not worked out well, and a recession could be on the way for our economy. I'm Lance Pry.
Returning those unwanted Christmas gifts doesn't have to be a pain. NBC News' Vicky Nguyen is out with suggestions for people who need to return any gifts they received for the holidays.
Make sure you don't remove it from the original packaging. Even though stores are pretty generous with their return policies these days, they're a lot more likely to give you a cash refund rather than store credit if they can resell the item.
Nguyen recommends try and find out the return policy for the store they need to visit before you head there and to bring a gift receipt with you if you have one. Also, ask about a restocking fee, which could be up to 25% of the purchase price for some items. Nearly 200 Waterford Crystal Triangles being installed on the Times Square New Year's Eve ball tomorrow in New York City. They'll form a circle of overlapping hearts for this year's design called Gift of Love. Meantime, rain is in the forecast at midnight when the ball officially drops. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
My Pillow is excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock. Last Christmas, you made them the number one selling My Pillow product, and now they've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And now they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. Use promo code USA to save $90 on the original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair.